AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and other top administration officials held private briefings for members of Congress today on Iran. Shanahan says they outline the information they have on credible threats to U.S. forces and interests in the Middle East.
Our biggest focus at this point is to prevent Iranian miscalculation. We do not want the situation to escalate. This is about deterrence, not about war.
Republicans say the administration's actions are appropriate, but Democrats, after hearing earlier from former Obama administration officials, see the consultations as inadequate. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, says the House will hold President Trump accountable one way or another.
When this committee issues a subpoena, even to a senior presidential advisor, the witness must show up.
Former White House counsel Don McCann didn't show up for today's hearing. Nadler says he wants McCann to talk more about what's in the Mueller report. Ranking Republican Doug Collins says Nadler and other Democrats aren't happy with the outcome of the Mueller investigation.
The special counsel closed up shop without giving Democrats anything to deliver to their base. Now the Democrats are trying desperately to make something out of nothing.
The panel has subpoenaed two more White House figures, former communication director Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson, a former aide in the White House counsel's office. The Justice Department says it is willing to provide the House Intelligence Committee with documents from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation as long as no action is taken against Attorney General William Barr or the department. The unusual request comes after Chairman Adam Schiff warned of unspecified enforcement actions against Barr or the Justice Department. This is AP Radio News. Iraq says it wants to help ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
State-run Iraqi media is quoting Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi as saying that Baghdad will send delegations to the U.S. and Iran to help end difficulties in the Persian Gulf. Abdel Mahdi, whose country has close ties to both Iran and the U.S., says that Iranian and U.S. officials have informed Iraq that they have no desire in fighting a war. He adds, Iraq is playing a role to calm the situation, but it is not a mediation. Last week, the U.S. ordered the evacuation of non-essential diplomatic staff from Iraq amid unspecified threats from Iran. I'm Charles de Letesma.
About 1,000 commuters were trapped in a Moscow subway for several hours today because of a power outage. Moscow subway said in a statement the passengers of three trains have been safely evacuated. The malfunction was unusually large for the Moscow transit system, which carries up to 9 million passengers a day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.